All right, so today we're diving deep into some really practical tips for parents on teaching emotional regulation.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You know, we found this great article,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Tips for Parents on Teaching Emotional Regulation.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I think a lot of parents are going to be really interested in this one.
Right.
Because let's face it, like...
It's a big topic, right?
It is a huge topic.
Yeah.
And I think we all, you know... struggle with it sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
Whether it's our own emotions or trying to help our kids with theirs.
Right.
And, you know, this article really lays out some, like, actionable strategies.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That we can put into practice, like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just jump right in.
Okay.
So one of the things that really stood out to me in this article, and I think it's something that we hear a lot,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's hard to really, like, grasp or internalize.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the idea that we as parents... really need to model appropriate behavior.
Mm.
You know, there's that quote in there from Dr. Charles Davenport.
Mm.
And he says that, you know, children are always watching and imitating their parents' behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all know that, right? Like, do as I say, not as I do.
Doesn't really work.
It doesn't work.
Right.
Like, kids are little sponges.
Yeah.
They're absorbing everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's not enough to just talk the talk.
Right.
We have to walk the walk as well.
Yeah.
So what does that actually look like in practice? Like, how do we model appropriate emotional regulation?
So I think the key here is, and the article touches on this, being really intentional about how we respond to our own emotions.
Okay.
So for instance, if you're feeling really stressed or overwhelmed, instead of kind of letting that out on your kids or snapping at them,
mm-hmm.
you can actually verbalize what you're feeling.
Oh, okay.
You can say, wow, I'm feeling really frustrated right now.
Right.
And then follow up with what you're going to do to manage that frustration.
Right.
So you could say, I need to take a few deep breaths to calm down. And that way, you're not only showing your kids that it's okay to have those big feelings,
yeah.
but you're also teaching them healthy ways to cope with them.
Right. So yeah. It's like we're walking them through the process, not just telling them what to do.
Exactly.
We're showing them how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
It's like emotional coaching in action.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of deep breaths,
mm-hmm.
the article also talks about that as a really key technique for emotional regulation.
Right.
And, you know, I've tried this with my kids, yeah. but sometimes it's hard to get them to actually, like, buy into it.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, they're like, oh, deep breaths, that's so boring.
Sure.
But the article talks about how deep breathing actually helps to calm the body down.
Yeah, well, it's not just a feel-good trick. There's actual science behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When we take deep breaths, it activates our parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
Which is responsible for calming us down, like slowing our heart rate and relaxing our muscles.
So it's like hitting the brakes on that stress response.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's a powerful tool.
Uh-huh.
But it's understandable that kids might not find it very exciting.
Yeah. I mean, who wants to just sit there and breathe?
Right. So I think the key here is to make it fun.
Oh, okay. How do we do that?
We got to get creative. So for instance, you can try what I call blowing up balloons.
Blowing up balloons.
Yeah. So you take a deep breath and then slowly exhale like you're blowing up a balloon.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And you can even pretend to tie it off at the end.
That's cute.
And kids love it.
That's a good one.
And another one is dragon breaths.
Dragon breaths. All right. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So you inhale deeply through your nose like you're smelling something delicious.
Okay.
And then exhale forcefully through your mouth like you're a fire-breathing dragon.
I love that.
Right. It's fun and it gets them breathing deeply without them even realizing it.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm definitely stealing those ideas.
Steal away!
So, you know, something else I've been thinking about is how much we should share about our own emotional struggles with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... is there a line there? Like, how much is too much?
It's a great question. And it's something that I think a lot of parents grapple with.
Yeah.
You know, on the one hand, we want to be authentic with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to see that we're human and that we have feelings, too.
Oh.
But on the other hand, we don't want to burden them with our adult problems.
Right.
So I think it's a balance.
Okay.
You know, focus on sharing things that are age appropriate.
Okay.
And always end on a positive note. You know, emphasize your resilience and your coping strategies.
Right. We want to empower them, not overwhelm them.
Exactly.
I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So moving on, the article also talks about teaching kids emotional vocabulary.
Right.
And I think this is so crucial.
It is.
Because if kids don't have the words to describe their feelings,
mm-hmm.
they can't really understand or manage them.
It's like having a box full of colorful crayons, but not knowing what the colors are called.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right. You can see them, you can experience them, but you don't have the language to really grasp them.
Right.
And so teaching emotional vocabulary is like giving kids the names of those colors.
Yeah.
It helps them to understand and express their internal world.
It's like they're giving those abstract feelings a concrete form through words.
Exactly.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
I remember this one time my niece was having a total meltdown because her brother took her toy.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Right. And I, instead of just saying, stop crying or be a big girl, I got down on her level and I asked her, are you feeling angry that he took your toy?
Okay.
And her face just lit up.
That's amazing.
It was like a light bulb went off.
You helped her to label her emotion,
Yeah.
and that's the first step in understanding and managing it.
It's so true. And it reminds me of that image in the article,
Oh, yeah.
the one of the child painting. It's like they're giving those abstract feelings a concrete form through words, like we were just saying.
Exactly. And by giving them that language, we're also equipping them to communicate their needs more effectively.
Right.
So instead of just screaming or crying, they can say, I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling sad.
Yeah.
And that helps us to understand what's going on and how to help them.
It's a game changer in those heated moments, for sure.
Sure.
All right. So another big point that the article emphasized was creating a safe space for emotional expression. And I think this is so important
It is.
because if kids don't feel safe expressing their emotions, they're going to bottle them up.
Yeah, they'll learn to suppress them.
And that can lead to all sorts of problems down the road. So how do
Exact.
we create that safe space? Like, what does that look like?
So I think the key here is emotional validation.
Okay.
It's about acknowledging and accepting your child's feelings without judgment or dismissal. Even if their reaction seems out of proportion to you,
Yeah.
it's real to them.
Right. It's not about minimizing their experience or telling them to toughen up.
No, not at
It's
all.
about saying, I see you're hurting, and it's okay to feel that way.
Exactly.
And really listening to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without trying to fix it or change it.
Just being present with them and their emotions. And when children feel validated, they learn to trust their emotions
Okay.
and they feel safe expressing them.
I love that.
It's a powerful thing.
And then, of course, there's the power of positive reinforcement. The article really emphasized celebrating those moments when a child successfully uses their emotional regulation skills.
It's about catching them doing it right.
Oh, I like that.
So instead of just saying, good job, be specific.
Oh, yeah.
Say something like, I noticed how you took deep breaths when you got frustrated with that puzzle. That was awesome self-control.
Right. So we're not just praising the outcome,
No.
we're highlighting the process and the effort behind it.
Exactly. And this reinforces the connection between their actions and the positive outcome.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's a powerful motivator.
Yeah, definitely. And finally, the article touched on something that I think is really important, and that's knowing when to seek professional help. It's crucial to recognize that while we can provide a lot of support at home as parents, sometimes professional guidance is necessary.
Absolutely.
If a child's emotional outbursts are frequent or intense or interfering with their daily life, a therapist can provide specialized strategies and support.
Yeah, they have the expertise and the tools to help kids who are really struggling.
And there's absolutely no shame in seeking that help.
It's a sign of strength.
It
It's
is.
a sign of being a proactive and caring parent.
Yeah, it's prioritizing your child's well-being.
Exactly.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Modeling, deep breathing, emotional vocabulary, creating a safe space.
Positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement,
Yeah.
seeking professional help. It's quite a toolkit, isn't it?
It is.
And the beauty of it is that these tools all work together.
Yeah, they complement each other.
And by incorporating them into our parenting approach, we're not just teaching emotional regulation.
Right.
We're fostering a deeper understanding of themselves and their feelings. It's
Exactly.
all about empowering them for life. So as you continue to explore these techniques, think about how your own emotional journey has shaped you
Okay.
and how those insights can make you an even more effective guide for your child.
That's a great point.
So we've reached the end of our deep dive. Thanks for joining us,
Of course.
and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, looking forward to it.